You have read the two first paragraphs of the translation of Ronsard's poem, and you can see that this first half of the poem is all about the beginning or the creation. Here on this page, you have one of the pages of a poem by a French Renaissance poet who was a contemporary of Ronsard. He was a little bit younger than Ronsard, and who wrote a poem devoted to the creation of the world. This page that you can see on this image is devoted, of course, to the first day of the creation, as it is narrated in the Bible. You remember the first line in the book of Genesis, and which says that the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Well, that's the Christian version of creation, and definitely it is not Ronsard's version, as you can see from the translation of his poem. What is important for us is the composition of those two stanzas, of those two strophes. As you can see, those two stanzas are very well closed entities. The rhymes, if you read the French version of the poem, in each of the stanzas are A, B, B, A. That is, the rhyme of the last line of a stanza is the same as the rhyme in the first line of the stanza. And the rhyme of the third line of the stanza is the same as the rhyme of the second line of the stanza. And that's true for both stanzas. This gives a sense of closure, a sense of a closed entity to the form of each of those two stanzas. But those two stanzas, those two strophes, are very much related one to the other. The logical relation between them is a relation of comparison. Similarly, my spirit, and so forth. Clearly, there is a parallel that Ronsard draws between the beginning of the world and the beginning of himself. In those two stanzas, he goes back to the time, to the time before beginning. And the main sense of that reality preceding the beginning is the fact that it was a chaos. And specifically, this chaos was lacking something. In both stanzas, Ronsard repeats a philosophical term that you have encountered in Ficino's text, and which comes from Aristotle. It doesn't come from Plato, but it does. It comes from Aristotle. Ronsard says that the world was lacking, was without something. And that he himself, before the beginning, was lacking, was without the same thing. What is this philosophical term that is repeated in the first stanza and in the second, which means in the first and the second paragraph of the translation? Please do the exercise on the right side of the page.